Coach Ford joins us now, and they'll start with an opening statement. Coach?
Thanks, Rick. Proud of our players today. I thought their defensive effort was good again. I think that's, you know, about five out of six halves, the last three games, where we've played some pretty good defense, and was happy with the way we took care of the ball in the first half, got some separation there. And then I think the thing I'm most excited about is the way we responded when they made a run. You know, it's a good team, and they got a lot of fight, and they've got some really good players. I mean, number four was a handful for us, as well as their guards. And I think I think it got down to eight, and then obviously we pushed it back up to get a win by 20 or 22 or something. So I'm really proud of that. So you guys go ahead.
Do you feel like that was your most complete game of the season?
I don't think we played a complete game, but I think that's the most minutes we've played out of 40. That's, you know, a good brand of basketball. But we didn't play 40 minutes of basketball. I think, you know, to start the second half, our defense was not very good. They came out and scored 10 points in the first 4 minutes when we held them to 16 and a half. And then, obviously, I think when Tyreek picked up his third foul, we really struggled offensively turning the ball over. But overall, we had built up such a big lead that it really didn't matter. But I thought in the first half, that was about as good as we've played a first half from beginning to end maybe this year.
Just kind of seemed like they were playing harder on the defensive end, playing more as a team tonight.
Well, I mean, you know, we gave them 2 days off if they won today, and I guess that's what motivated them. They want to have 2 days off, and they played really hard. And, you know, we've just been preaching energy, effort, enthusiasm. I think sometimes, you know, when there's so much being said about you, you kind of lose focus on what you're really supposed to be doing. And that could probably be the case with our guys, whether it's, you know, you didn't win a game that people thought you were supposed to, or you didn't play as well against somebody. You know, I mean, they're human. Right? I mean, they hear all that. They're not immune to that. And it's my job to keep their minds clear and just focus on energy, effort, and enthusiasm.
57% shooting tonight. I mean, we haven't seen that a lot this year. How nice is it to have a game where the shots fall?
Well, I mean, you know, we've got some guys that can make some shots as long as the right guys are taking them. And as long as we are, you know, moving the ball, we get pretty good looks. I think where our offense struggles is the ball really gets stagnant. I mean, people really, they just hold it. And you know, I've got to evaluate it, but I don't know if it's just, you know, someone's wanting to make the assist or they're wanting to take the shot, but we just don't move it to the open man. And I thought in the first half there we kind of got in a rhythm of just moving it to the open man, and we've got good enough players that if we just move it to the open man, we're going to be okay, but that's not a habit right now. So, I thought that the right guys took the right shots, and that caused us to shoot 57%. You know, we didn't shoot too many threes. We only shot 14. Tyreek made a couple. Isaiah made one. And Cook and Lamont, which are normally better shooters, were 2 for 8 combined. So our guys been working at it. And just, you know, just one day at a time.
Can you kind of talk about Keandre Cook's shot selection? Obviously, some of them went in, but there were some that, you know, they weren't as pretty as what we're used to seeing from him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a good player. What did he go? 5 of 11. I'll take that every day of the week. I don't know what percentage that is. What is that, 47?
Mm-hmm.
Rick, you got your calculator? But he's one of the best guarded shot makers in the country, he and Lamont. And sometimes he just bails you out, you know. And the only thing I thought he could have did tonight was earlier in the possession move the ball, because he's going to get it back. But, you know, he's 6 of 6 from free throw line. Again, he's bailed us out so many times. He can have if an off night's 5 of 11. I mean, I have to take that. I mean, but yeah, he was a little off on some of his threes tonight, but I think that's fine.
You got a lot of contributions from a lot of guys tonight playing well.
Yeah.
One specifically was Gage, and just showing off the throwback center and high arcing shots that we're kind of not used to seeing. What do you like from him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought he did okay. You know, I thought that guy that was guarding him down there was pretty good too. He's big, and he really kind of met his match today, you know. But I thought he kept fighting and battling, made some nice jumpers, pretty efficient, you know, 5 of 10. I thought he made a really big kind of like a whip back there late in the game to kind of break their back. We got it down to him. They guarded him one-on-one. He needed a rebound better, though. He got 4 rebounds a night in 23 minutes, and he's only averaging about 4 rebounds a game. But he's got to rebound a little bit better. But showed great leadership tonight, and as well as some other guys, but I was happy with Gage's game.
Touching on that leadership, it's something that you guys have struggled with in the early part of the season. Just where did you see it tonight?
I thought it was great. I mean, I thought everybody that played, I mean, everybody's a leader because everybody has influence. And everybody that played, I thought they played the right way, and people fed off of each other, and I thought it was good.
They showed kind of like they had each other's backs a little more obvious tonight. You running down on the other side of the court at one point when things are getting a little pushy. Did you notice that at all?
I thought our guys played well together. I thought, you know, defensively they really played well together. And then offensively for certain times they played well together as well. But that's still a work in progress. Our players have liked each other all year. I mean, it's just, you know, when you play the schedule we've played, you just have to play well in order to win those games. And you can't not play well in a half. Today we played well for most parts of both halves and we won the game. So these guys really, they like each other. I mean, they like each other. They're fine.
Talk about the growth you're seeing from Isaiah, eight points, 12 minutes.
I mean, he makes the most of his minutes. He's a really good player. I mean, every time we put him out there, he does something really good. And again, you know, we're going to find more minutes for him. And tonight, you know, he got 12 and he was fantastic. I thought he probably played the best 12 minutes of anybody. And he's going to get more minutes. He is a really good basketball player, and I don't say that just to say it, you know. Again, it's just, you know, you look at Tulio Da Silva, 32 minutes, Keandre Cook, 37 minutes, Lamont West, 25 minutes, you know. And tonight, Isaiah, we went with a slightly different rotation lineup, and he was a part of that. But he's going to continue to get more minutes, and he's been practicing well. He's been putting in extra work. He lifts weights every morning with the strength coach, whether we're supposed to lift or not. His body's changing, and he's a really good player. I mean, he is.
What'd you like from the turnovers tonight? It seemed like fine, except for that few minutes spurt there where they were able to.
You know, first half we only had five or six, which, you know, that's kind of where you want to be in a half. Second half, I think they really heated up Ford a little bit. He turned it over. And then they started doubling our posts, and they turned it over. 14 is too many. It's really four too many. But if you shoot for 10, you might get 12, right? But I'll have to go back and watch and see how many was just careless, okay? Because I think they count offensive fouls as charge turnover as well. I don't know how many of those we had. But I thought we took care of the ball so well in the first half that allowed us to get the cushion. And then in the second half, we turned over a little bit, but then we kind of regrouped, which I'm proud of.
You talked a little bit about Ford there until the end stretch. Him and Dixon had pretty similar minutes. Was there any particular reason for that?
Well, Dixon was in foul trouble. He had two in the first half. We had a big lead, so if the game would have been tighter, he would have played with two fouls, but he didn't. Then, the first couple minutes of the second half, he picked up his third, and then they start coming back. And then we had to go back to him. We were trying to wait till the 12-minute media, but we had to go back at 14. And I don't think he came out after that, I don't think. Or maybe he did, or I'd have to watch. But I thought Tyreek was good. Tyreek's been good the last couple games, and we've just been better. He would have played more tonight without the foul trouble. But I think it's good for Ford to play 13 minutes against that type of pressure. I mean, that's good. And, again, you know, Ford in the beginning when he was playing, he was really, really playing well. But then, you know, film gets out in college and people, they're starting to heat him up. So he's just going to have to get better. And he's going to get better at that. He works on it every day. He's going to get better. So it was a good opportunity for us to play him against that defense with that type of cushion.
Seems like Lamont's been playing a little better since you started limiting him in the second half a little bit.
Well, it's all about how we can guard him. Right, when other teams go small, we kind of got to get him out of there because, I mean, or we got to go zone. So, you know, he's a big player, so it's hard to guard. But he's so efficient. He's such a good kid. He's just such a good kid. I mean, he's great. He's so efficient. So right now, you know, he's doing a good job. And, you know, like tonight, 25 minutes, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 of 8. That's really good in 25 minutes. So less, maybe more with him.
Was his knee a little bit a part of that at all? I saw you had that rock tape on him.
Oh, no, I think he's fine. Yeah. Yeah. One more.
Keandre says he feels like the team's starting to come together. Is that something you're noticing?
Well, you know, I've never if he says it, then yeah, I guess. Heck, he's on the team. I ain't on the team, right? I mean, if he said it, yeah, good question. All right. See you guys.